Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Joining us from the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Mike's around, fellas.
Ryan Wood.
It is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette.
You know,
Ryan,
Mike, I've got a red light just like you do.
Appreciate the time,
I don't
Ryan.
Like the red light, Billy, because I feel like the red light
means
stop or something.
We don't even know, Ryan. It's been a crazy, crazy day.
Three seniors and a millennial, but we're making it work.
So, Ryan, we ruffled some feathers yesterday in our conversation with David Bakhtiari, and he had answered Steve's question about the holding penalty that was called on him in the first quarter, because thought it was a little bit weird. Thought it was a little bit tough.
I just asked him that when you get a holding call, do you always think that you didn't hold, or sometimes you realize that, yeah, okay, they got me on that one. I did hold. Just, you know, what's the thought process when you're an offensive lineman and they throw a flag on you? I didn't specifically point out that one. I just brought it up in general.
And I tried to save him from answering
right.
it. But no, he ran through the Ed Cedar stop sign and said, no, I want to talk about it.
And this is the quote that got the ire of Cowboy fans all flustered.
I'm really happy you brought this up, because this is actually a good can of worms that I actually want to talk about.
Okay.
There are times where I'm like, yep, you got me. Like, I kind of look at him like, really? And then he's like, David, come on, let's be real. I'm like, okay, you're right. I mean, look, in the position that we play, holding happens every single time. Calling a holding call is all subjective. It really depends how the ref feels or what the flavor of the day is. That's really what it is. Now, going to last night, I'm so happy you brought this up. That holding call has got to go down as one of the worst holding calls I have ever been called for in my entire life, to a point where I made him tell me his reasoning, to which I got in response, I play defensive end. There's no way Aaron Rodgers is outrunning Robert Quinn. To such point, I then tattletailed on the ref to Aaron.
Oh, my goodness.
Because most refs are, you know, they like to have good relations with quarterbacks, especially ones that will go down as some of the best of all time. To then, such credit, Aaron cusses him out. To then, he comes to me and says, did you really just rat me out to Aaron?
Oh, to Kasha 6
to I, to I responding, you just ratted me out to America.
So David was obviously flustered with the call. So he goes and tells Aaron Rodgers, and then the Cowboys Nation gets up in arms, because how on earth can Aaron Rodgers use foul language and abusive language towards an official? In your years of covering the NFL, and especially on the Packers beat, it's understandably so that don't the star players get a little bit different treatment than maybe that of Jason Garrett when he spikes the red flag down right in front of the official?
I think that's sports in general. I mean, you look at, I think the NBA is honestly a lot worse about this than the NFL, but I think that's sports in general. If you have a name on the back of your jersey that's recognizable, I think you tend to probably get away with more. You know, the unwritten, you know, who did the crowd pay to come see? The officials, the zebras, or the guy with the name on the jersey? I mean, it's obviously the player. So, yeah, I think that's pretty common.
What do we know about Devontae Adams this week, Ryan?
You know, kind of the same holding pattern. It's going to be really interesting to see where they draw that line as far as the rest versus the reward of having him on the field. It is very much risk versus reward with him, because the only way that toe gets better is if he doesn't play, if he rests. So we'll have to see. It'll be interesting once they start practice. Obviously, everything this week is pushed back a day because of Monday Night Football. So tomorrow is really the Wednesday practice. Friday's the Thursday. We'll see what his participation level is like, but I would imagine that they're going to err on the side of caution.
I saw yesterday that they tried out a couple more players like they do each and every week, but I think a bunch of Packer fans kind of got a little excited that Mike Pinnell was one of the guys they worked out, considering where their rush defense is. Do you think he would be an upgrade over what they have right now if they bring him in?
It's what he's been good at in the past. He's not been a pass rusher. I haven't watched him much in the recent season, so I don't know where his game is now. But, that's been his MO historically is as a run defender.
I think one of my biggest – you got one, Gary?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think one of my biggest things, I want to try to give the two corners a reprieve, okay? I know they both got picks, but Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones Jr., they've always put up big numbers in Lambeau. I did not know, Ryan, that Detroit has beat the Packers four straight times. So this is a big game for a lot of measures, but I want to put pressure still back on the two cornerbacks playing well this week.
Isn't that crazy, too, to think that the Lions have actually won four straight?
I know, That's- right?
Like, what universe are we living in here? It's not planet Earth. I know that. So, no, I mean, you're right. There's some bad blood. And the only way that there can be bad blood is if you've actually lost some, right? So I think there's more bad blood here on the Packers side than there's been in a while. And there's also the chance to send the statement this week of, you know, they've beat Chicago at Chicago.
Yeah,
they won week two against Minnesota.
Preach.
For a team that's trying to replant that flag as division champions, you start the season going 3-0 and beating all three of those teams in your division. That's big. So as far as the corner play, you're right. Matthew Stafford can still sling it. He's always really been able to sling it, but he's always obviously been susceptible to giving the defense big plays too. And this is a Packers defense that's thrived on big plays, generating turnovers and sacks. So we'll see if the Packers can do that, but that's been their forte this season.
Yeah, I want to talk about Savage. They got good news, nothing real damaging. But I tell you what, Sullivan and Redmond, these guys have really stepped up. I mean, so talk about some of those guys in that secondary, because it's a lot of moving parts back there. But for some reason, these guys have been stepping up lately.
I thought Will Redmond played a well of a game.
Yes, he did.
Not just the interception. One of the more impressive defensive plays I saw from anybody was when he single-handedly took away the read option between
Yeah, he did. Yep.
I mean, single-handedly, you could not possibly play the read option better than what he did, taking away Dak and then going and get the pitch. He was really phenomenal. His play speed was really good. He was all over the field. Certainly his best game, and if he can play like that, then obviously Chandon Sullivan, you know, we talk about the athletic interception that he made, which if you watched him in camp, that wasn't new. He's kind of made those receiver-esque catches in camp, but then for him to go on top of that and to camouflage the zone coverage the way that he did and sell man coverage and then drop into the zone, really a savvy interception, and he got the better of Dak.
Talking with Ryan Wood, covers the Green Bay Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and our insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ryan, at this point in time, that offensive line seems to really have stabilized, and the two guards, Elgton Jenkins and Billy Turner, had their best game, it appeared, of the season down in Dallas.
They were both really good in the inside zone. I mean, we talk about the fact that the Packers' run game got going in the inside zone. A big reason for that's the guards. The first touchdown.
And Lucas Patrick, too.
Yeah, Lucas Patrick, you know, he had those couple of snaps that he wanted back. But otherwise, coming in as a center on the road in a really loud stadium, a packed place, he could have played a lot worse. I mean, he was solid, and that's what you want when you got to pull a guy off the sideline in a situation like that. But one of the best blocks all day was on that 18-yard touchdown run when Billy Turner just completely took out the tackle and opened up a huge hole in the A-gap for Aaron Jones. I mean, those guys, they blocked the inside zone well. What will be interesting is whether that was more a byproduct of going against Dallas's defense or if Matt LaFleur feels like he found something in his own offensive line going forward.
Yeah, you mentioned Patrick. So what do we know about Lindsey? Is he in the protocol?
He's in the protocol, so very little. I mean, that once guys get in the protocol, it's hard to find out anything about them. They're completely off limits. So it's just a matter of, you know, obviously there's going to be certain standards, barriers that he's got to cross before he can get back out and be active on the 46. So, you know, part of that is just doing some limited practice activity, not really practicing, but doing activity at practice. And we'll see how long that takes. It's really hard to tell.
So what does Ryan Wood want to ask Matt LaFleur tomorrow? What are your one or two pressing things you want to find out tomorrow when he talks?
You know, I think that kind of we already got a lot of answers yesterday in terms of questions I wanted to ask. One of them was, where does he feel like this offense is? Because obviously, if you look at the scoreboard, they score more points each week, but they also haven't really put together a full game. I mean, we saw the passing game against Philly. We saw the running game against Dallas. So we haven't seen the full game yet. I thought it was interesting that he said that, you know, they still got to do better at the kind of making up the down and distance plays, and that they're falling behind the down distance, but that's been better. They've been better in the red zone. And really the bread and butter for this offense has been the fact that while they've had the growing pains, they've stayed away from making those game-changing mistakes. They've held on to the football. It's why the Packers are tied for +7 with the New England Patriots in the turnover margin, not just because they've generated defensively turnovers, but offensively they've really kept taking good care of the ball. So just kind of where that offense is, I mean, it's rounding into form.
Yeah, real quick, I like your videos with you and the young lady. Is that before the game or after the game when y'all do it on PackerNews.com?
We do post-game.
Post-game, I really enjoyed that. But I want you to save
– I'll send that along.
Yeah, save the nuggets for our show, though. I mean, don't be too good on there. I like you when we have on our show.
We got to make some money somehow.
I know, but, you know, we're a little biased. We want them on this
sure.
show. Well, I appreciate it. But, yeah, let her know she's doing a great job, and so are you. And the last thing I'll tell you, a little bit of homework for you. I just want to know what's the rotation at offensive line. Is it still, you know, the same way? Are they who's the first guy off the bench if they have an injury on the perimeter? Because if Lucas Patrick's in there and Corey Linsley in the protocol, who's next? So if you could let me know that on Friday, that'd be great.
All right.
Thanks a lot, my brother.
There it is. That's Ryan Wood. We give him a homework assignment every once in a while as well. He joins us Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Yeah, that's for sure. He gets straight A's.
That's true.
And that's why he works for the Green Bay Press, because I'm PackersNews.com. Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk Friday.
All right, take care, guys.
Get better,
that's
buddy.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.